Okay, Nathan, so we're talking about driving, and are there any rules or regulations that you'd like to change?
You know what, Jules? That's an interesting question. That I'm not sure that I want to change rules, but I'd like the police to be stricter on the rules. Like, if people jump the traffic lights, I don't know why there isn't a camera at every set of traffic lights just to stop people from doing that, you know? Or like, speeding. It's very, very easy to put speed cameras in places, but people seem to think that it's okay to, like, the speed limit is the minimum speed.
Maybe the
So,
car manufacturers should have some responsibility then, maybe in limiting their engine. What's the point in producing an engine that's big enough and powerful enough that you can go like 200 kilometers an hour when the speed limits are only, you never get the chance. Have you ever driven in Germany where they don't have speed limits?
I've been to Germany and been a passenger in a car, but not driven. No.
I've been a passenger on the autobahns. I really enjoyed it actually.
Is that
And
'cause you're a
that,
speed demon?
well,
Adrenaline
I
freak.
like the freedom,
Right?
and I think it takes away a lot of the road rage element. And I
Right.
think people do drive responsibly. Often people break laws simply because the laws are there. You know, if the law isn't there, people drive within their ability range. So the autobahns, they're, as far as I know, they're no. I think they have a very high safety rate.
Oh,
They're,
really?
yeah. They have less accidents because when you've got speed limits, this creates situations that actually present dangers on the road.
Do those people then, maybe I guess in Germany, they maybe have better education about self-responsibility when driving, maybe?
Possibly, they also have very good cars, very safe cars,
Right.
and you know, if you've got like a Porsche or something that can go at that speed, then it's so nice to be able
Use
to
it
do
properly.
that, yeah, and safely, because you know there's not going to be somebody in that outside lane obeying the speed limit to the letter who's going to present a danger to you. You're free, you can go at the speed you want. The people who want to drive slow, they have a lane that they can drive more slowly in, so it kind of balances out. I think it's the restrictions that create the danger sometimes, based on the autobahns. Obviously, driving through a residential area or where there's a school, you've got to have. But I think those things we have in the UK, those
Speed
sleeping
bumps,
policemen
yeah.
things, those speed bumps that force you to slow down, I think they're a good idea. They're perhaps the way to go.
To go. So you don't think fining people is useful?
Not really, no, because it relies on the police, like time, and the police don't have time to police every single driver all the time and do that.